Can you believe there are only 25 days left in this year? That is 600 hours and 36,000 minutes, to be exact. And when you put it like that, I feel like we have all the time in the world. But I know firsthand that it feels like we can blink and suddenly a whole week or even a month has flown by. So let me ask you this, friend. How are you going to spend your last 25 days, 600 hours, and 36,000 minutes of this year? Hey there, I'm Amanda, a Southern mama with big city sensibilities. I'm the girl that took a daydream and built a profitable virtual assistant business all in the middle of a global pandemic. Now, I work from home alongside some of the biggest bloggers and influencers while running a six-figure online business. I'm taking you along for the ride as we dive into business, marketing, strategy, and real life as a female entrepreneur. I'm all about simple, easy, actionable steps that get real results. This podcast is for the dreamers, the doers, and the go-getters. So let's kick imposter syndrome together and pull back the curtain on how to actually make money online. Get ready as we dig in, do the work, and tackle those big dreams I know you've been dreaming up. This is the Bold Business Podcast. Most people by now are either in the holiday mentality where all goals, diets, or anything else that they might have valued goes right out the window. I mean, I'm guilty myself of reaching for those Christmas cookies, don't get me wrong. And then I feel like we have the other half of the people, which are counting down the days until that coveted January 1 mark to start making changes, tackle that habit they may have wanted to start, or even the project that they've been putting off because it feels too daunting to even begin in the middle of December. Which seems kind of arbitrary considering that less than 8% of people will actually stick to their New Year's resolutions. So in my opinion, why wait? Which is exactly why, as much as I love the feeling of a new year, I love the feeling that all the possibility holds with a whole new set of 12 months. I love the feeling of knowing we are closing out a chapter and we can either sprint to the finish line or lay down and take a nice long nap. Well, I think you guys know me by now and you know that I will definitely be sprinting to the finish line for the end of 2021. And I sure hope that you're going to be running alongside with me. And here's what I mean by that. This is your chance to tackle all those goals that you haven't achieved yet, or at least take a baby step in the right direction of possibly accomplishing them within the next year. This is the time to focus on what's really important and let go of the rest of it. So for these last 25 days of the year, I want you to focus on three things, and we're going to go over what those three things are today. The very first thing I want you guys to do is pick a small goal that you feel like you can accomplish by the end of 2021. Take a peek back at any goals that you might have written down at the beginning of this year or may have just held heavy on your heart over the past couple months. That right there is what I want you to focus on. Is there something that you've been wanting to do, but maybe you put off? Maybe you wanted to learn how to make those gorgeously decorated sugar cookies that you see on Pinterest. Maybe you wanted to read a book, or maybe your goal was to pay off your credit card, or finally start that course that you purchased that's been hanging out in your inbox collecting dust. Whatever it is, I want you to think about how you might be able to complete that task. For instance, one of my goals for this year was to read a book a month throughout the year. And I'm going to be completely honest, this did not happen in the least bit. I started out strong, and like that, less than 8% of people who stick to their goals, yeah, I was not in the 8%. I was in the 92% of people who did not stick to their goals. And I'm okay with that. But I also realize, hey, this year is not over. I still have 25 days, 600 hours, and 36,000 minutes to complete this goal. So what I've decided to do is I know I'm not going to be able to have the time to sit down and read. I'm definitely not going to be able to knock out multiple books in just a couple weeks. But I do know that I can listen to them with the audio version. So I went ahead and downloaded them on my phone, and I plan on tackling 3 books, which I'll probably go over in January just because they're all sort of business and personal development related, and I feel like I'm sure there's going to be some really good golden nuggets in there that I can share with you guys. My plan is to listen to those while I do things like cook dinner, take a shower, get ready in the mornings, fold the laundry. You get the picture. While I know this isn't exactly the same goal as what I started at the beginning of 2021, at the same time, I know that this will be a great habit that'll set me up so that in the new year, where I know my goal is going to be read more again, I will have a really great baseline for creating and continuing this habit. Are you ready to ditch the 9-to-5 and start making actual money online? Do you dream about being able to have freedom in the middle of the day, set your own schedule, and never have to sacrifice time with your family? Me too, friend. Here's the thing. I used to be exactly where you are now. I went through countless courses, Facebook groups, and free online resources trying to figure out this whole online thing until one day it all clicked. And within 4 weeks, I had built out my virtual assistant business with no social media and, get this, no website. I quit my job and I never looked back. Now I'm teaching you to do the same. If you're ready to build your very own profitable virtual assistant business so that you can make full-time income during nap time, head on over to thevirtualassistantstudio.com/course to learn more. So let's say your goal is to pay off your credit card debt before the end of the new year. You have one credit card, and that credit card has a balance of $2,000. This is all hypothetical. What I want you to do, whatever your goal is, I want you to work backwards. So if your goal is to pay off this credit card that has a balance of $2,000, work backwards to figure out, how can I accomplish this in the amount of time that I've been given? So you may have to put around $650 toward your credit card each week to be able to pay it off by the end of the year. So I want you to think, what are some things that you could do to be able to make that happen? Maybe you could go through your closet and sell some clothes to a resale shop. Maybe you could pick up a seasonal part-time job, or drive for Uber for a little bit, or deliver Amazon packages. Maybe you could take some online surveys and earn cash that way. I used to do that all the time when I was a broke college kid, and it's one of the easiest ways to earn money. And oftentimes they'll give you $100, $150 on a Visa gift card. And it's a great way to just make extra cash, and you don't have to worry about claiming it on your taxes, which is even better. The point is, I want you to pick something small and I want you to accomplish it. And you know what that is for you, and I want you to work backwards in order to do so. So small goal, break it into chunks, and work backwards so that by the end of this year, you have at least one thing that you can say, check, I accomplished this, one less thing off your goals list, and one less thing that gets rolled over into the new year. Now, the second thing that I want you to focus on in order to finish 2021 strong is, we are embracing the Elsa mentality, and I want you to let something go. I can literally hear her singing the song Let It Go in my head right now. I want you to go ahead and take inventory of all the things in your life, and I truly want you to let go what is not serving you well. So this could be a habit, like mindlessly scrolling Instagram for an hour every day. It could be a difficult client that maybe you dread working with. It could be giving up junk food or caffeine or even alcohol. It doesn't really matter what it is, as long as it's something that's important to you and you know it's going to affect your bottom line. You'll know what the right thing for you is going to be. Maybe that thing that you need to let go of is a full calendar. Maybe you're a yes person and you're stressing yourself out trying to do all the things all the time, and you need to set boundaries around who you say yes to, when you say yes to it, and let go of trying to please everybody else. I know I've personally been guilty of taking on way too much in the past and have had to learn how to say no. And the more transparent you can be around your limits, the better off you'll be. For these last 25 days, I'm going to be letting go of fear. And I'm going to be going for all the big things that scare me. There's a few things that I feel like I've been holding back on when it comes to just my business and my life. And I think part of the reason I've been doing that truly is because I'm scared, which I know sounds so silly, but I feel like fear is really common. And I know if I have fear around things, you probably do too. And that's okay. I think it's totally normal when something's a little uncomfortable or we've never done it before to be fearful of what the outcome might be. And that is exactly why I'm going to be pushing through it and just going for it. I think this podcast is a great example of something that I had a goal of for 2021. I have always wanted a podcast, and it scared me a little bit, not necessarily figuring out the tech and all the behind the scenes stuff, but really just putting myself out there and talking into a microphone in my closet seemed a little silly. But I finally made the time, I let go of the fear, and I went for it. And I'm so glad I did, because truthfully, it's been so fun. And I cannot tell you how much joy it brings me to be able to pop into your ear holes every week and just drop a little bit of wisdom that I have and share my experience in hopes that it might help at least one person. So whatever it is that you need to let go of, I want you to write it down. And I want you to crumble it up in a ball, and I want you to throw it away like a symbolic gesture of whatever it is leaving your life. The third thing that we're going to be focusing on for these last 25 days of the year is I want you to do something that brings you joy. And I want you to pick something that brings you joy purely because it's fun. As an entrepreneur and as a mom, it can be so easy to get caught up in the mom guilt and thinking we should be cleaning the house and we should be picking up the toys and we should be unloading the dishwasher and we should be answering that email. Oh, and I should be working ahead on client work. We're in the business, or wrapping those presents, or insert like 10 million other things that we could probably be doing other than something that's silly and frivolous. And while I am the queen of productivity, I often struggle to do quote unquote nothing because it stresses me out thinking that I could be using my time more wisely. But at the same time, I also recognize just how valuable it can be to do something just purely because it's fun and not because it serves any other purpose. For me, this might look like spending an hour watching one of those cheesy Hallmark movies that they always put out around Christmas time. I love those. Or taking my son to the park and picking up a million acorns and filling my pockets with them because it makes him happy. Maybe it looks like baking cookies and sneaking a few bites of the batter, as long as there's no egg in it, and jamming out to a new Taylor Swift album. It doesn't really matter what it looks like for you. I just want you to carve out time to do it. So I want you to write it on the calendar. I want you to pencil it in. I want you to make it a priority. Silence your Slack notifications. Shut down your email inbox and truly take time to disconnect and do something fun. I promise you, even just a few hours sprinkled in throughout each week of this month until the end of the year will not only do wonders for your mental health, but it also helps to get all those creative juices flowing so that you will be alive and ready to tackle the new year with a vengeance. So to recap, we are treating these last 25 days of the year like those 15 minutes before a guest arrives at your house. I know you know what I'm talking about. If you've ever gotten that I'm on the way text from a guest and then suddenly you become super mom, it's like you grow a cape and miraculously clean the whole house, change clothes, slap on makeup, your hair looks great, and somehow the kids look cute, all in record-breaking time. Yep, that right there is the vibe that we're going for this last stretch of the year. We are going to be doing these three things to help us finish the year strong and kick off 2022 with a fire in our belly. I promise if you can pick a small goal and accomplish it, let go of what is not serving you, and do something that brings you joy, the combination of these three things will not only make for a wonderful month and holiday season, but it will also set you up for success so that you can round out 2021 with a little extra pep in your step. And you can bet that in January, you'll be able to set really intentional goals in all categories of your life and actually accomplish them. I'm of course going to be giving you all the tools that you need in order to do that. Come January, we'll have a few episodes specifically around goal setting and what that looks like. Because what I want is 12 months from now, I want us to be doing a little happy dance together, looking back at the amazing year that we've had because we did the work now. I'm all about putting in the work on the front end so that you can reap the rewards later. And I know that you have it in you to do so. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode on how to finish the year out strong. Until next time, and remember, let's be bold together. I'm over here doing a little happy dance because you just finished another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. Is it just me, or was that filled to the brim with juicy goodness? If you're anything like me and are wanting even more business, marketing, and strategy tips coupled with real life, follow along with us over on Instagram at The Bold Business Podcast. And be sure to check out the show notes for any free resources, links mentioned, or coupon codes and more. And if you loved this episode, will you do me a favor and go ahead and tap that subscribe button and leave us a review? Until next time, and remember, let's be bold together.